Okay, good morning, Mishas Rabbi Kron. We are on Pei Aleph Abed Aleph. We are about six lines in the bottom, Amar Rabbi Yossi. So we have been discussing the idea of doing Hafaras Nedarim, and we, in the Mishnah, we had learned that there's basically two perspectives or two reasons and different perspectives. One is if it's something that is considered Inui Nefesh, whether that, you know, where it's a personal affliction for the woman, is that enough to enable hafara to happen? The other idea is baina levaina, where it's something that directly impacts the relationship, and perhaps that is the only reason that hafara would be valid. And Rabbi Yossi had a different view. So starting from the Mishnah, starting from Amar Rabbi Yossi, ein elo nidre inui nefesh. So this is what we talked about when it comes to bathing and the like. Is that inui nefesh? Is that not inui nefesh? We had talked about that, you know, last week. So ibayilahu. So there's ibayilahu. They asked Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, mahu sheyefer mishum dvarim shebeinu lebeinu. What is the halacha about whether a husband can revoke nedarim on a situation where it is beinu lebeinu? Right. So if he does not consider bathing to be affecting their personal relationship, and he doesn't consider bathing to be an inui nefesh, does he or does he not allow hafara in a case of that? So coming back to our Mishnah, Tashma, I'm Rabbi Yossi, elu ein elu nidre inui nefesh. He would say about those types of nidarim, like about bathing and the like, they're not considered inui of inui nefesh, of her own personal affliction. Ela dvarim shebeinu levena havin. They are specifically things that are between him and her. So the language of the Mishnah is a little bit confusing in the sense that it said, to go back for a second, it said that Rabbi, I can't find it now, but it says Rabbi Yossi says, Ein Elo Nidre Inui Nefesh, right? And then it says at the end, it says all this stuff, and then it says Divrei Rabbi Yossi. So it says I'm Rabbi Yossi, and then it ends with Divrei Rabbi Yossi. So like, what is that really trying to teach us? So the Gemara doesn't like this. So the idea here that we're trying to say is that if he's saying that these are not inui nefesh, and he would support the ability to have them annulled, he must imply that these are beinu levena. So as the question is, again, when it comes to bathing, is that beinu levena? Is that inui nefesh? Is it neither? So the Gemara doesn't like what we're saying. Dilma l'didei kamrohu. Maybe what Rabbi Yossi is saying is that according to the Rabbanan, he's not really saying his view, but he's talking about the words of the Rabbanan, that he says, L'didi, afilu dvarim shebeinu levena l'havim. According to me, according to Rav Yossi, these things are not even considered beinu levena, so he would not allow that situation to be to hafara. L'didchu, according to Rabbanan, darmisu havi nidre inui nefesh, who would allow someone to hafara on a neder that was inui nefesh, odili de'ein elu nidre inui nefesh. So even according to you, who would allow a hafara in a case of inui nefesh, don't you at least agree with me that when it comes to bathing, that's not really inui nefesh? So why would you support hafara in that case? So the Gemara comes back to the question. So Mai, what is the halacha? Can a husband revoke these nedarim or not? So the Gemara brings a different disagreement. Rav Adar bar Avraham Omer Mefer, he can revoke them because they do, you know, his view is that because they are impacting the husband somewhat, he would not allow it. Rav Huna Amar Ein Mefer, he cannot do Hafara in those cases. I'm going to Amud Beis. Shalom Atsinu Shul Shemes Ba'afar Pir. Because you don't find the fox that dies from the dirt of its own hole, meaning that a fox is used to like how dirty his own den is. So the husband is used to the fact that his wife may not have the greatest hygiene. So the fact that she doesn't bathe is not really having as great of situation, and therefore it wouldn't be a situation. Tane kavisei derav adar bar ava. We went to different place with the rav adar bar ava. Dvarim sheyesh bahen inoy nefesh. Things that are involving inoy nefesh. Mefer beino levena. He can revoke it if it applies to something that has to do with the relationship between him and her, between the husband and the wife. Beino levena cherim, or whether it affects her and other people. So it's not only a situation where it affects him, but if it affects other people when it involved inui nefesh. She'ein v'hem inui nefesh, but nedarim that are not related to inui nefesh, beino levena mefer, if they affect his relationship with her, he's allowed to do hafara. However, beino levena cherim ino mefer, but if she makes a neder that's not inui nefesh, and it affects her with somebody else, he can't annul that. Kate says, what are we talking about? Amra, if she makes this statement, konam peiros alai, if I am not allowed, to eat fruit, that's a inui nefesh. Hareza yefer, he can make for that because somehow that affects their relationship, you know, about being involved with fruit, maybe between the two of them. So, right. However, konam she'ein osa lefi abba. But if she says, I'm not going to do any work, I'm not going to feed my father, right? Lefi achi, I'm not going to do anything that's going to feed my brother. Lefi avicha, I'm not going to do anything that's going to feed your father. Lefi achi, anything that's going to feed my brother. Shvelo etein tevin lefnei behemtacha, I'm not going to put food in front of your animal. Amayim lefnei bakarcha, or water in front of your cattle. So all those do not affect him to her. You know, some of them might have an intangible benefit that he would be happy to see that she fed his father. He'd be happy to see that she fed the animal, but it does not have a direct direct impact to the relationship between him and her. Ein yachal hefer, he cannot make for them because none of these are inui nefesh, and none of them are the direct relationship between the two of them. However, she says shlo echol, I'm not going to put on makeup. Shlo efkos, I'm not going to apply rouge. So Ashamish Miti, I'm not going to have marital relations. Yafra Mishun Dvarim Shebeinu Levenu. All those are things that are specific to the relationship between the two of them. But if she says, Shal Atzilacha Mitaska, if I'm not going to make your bed for you, Shal Emzuglacha Sakos, I'm not going to mix your wine for you, Shal Erchatzlacha Panecha Yadecha Varaglecha, I'm not going to wash your face, hands, and feet, Ein Tzarecha Ahafer. He doesn't have to do hafara for them, you know, not politically correct, but all these things are the obligation of the wife to do for the husband. She's obligated to wash his hands, face, and feet if necessary, or to feed him or whatever. So there's no need to do hafara because, you know, she has this obligation to do anyway. However, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, he says, yet yefer, he should still do hafara. Why? Shenamar lo yachal dvaro. Because the pasuk says that she should do what, you know, she has to do whatever the words say. So therefore, because she said something, even though it's something that'll be automatically null and void, he should still do hafara because he should at least, you know, he shouldn't leave these words out there that she's not able to fulfill. Davar achar, a different thing you learn from this, lo yachal dvaro, because it says dvaro, his word. Minkan lechacham she'en matel nidri atzma, that someone who, a tamen chacham, who makes a neder, can't do mayfair, he can't do hataras nedarim on his own neder, because it says lo yachal dvaro. So that's just a secondary learning from the same pasuk. Mayin shamina davar shalo echal lo efkos. Now, when we say who is of the opinion that when we say that she makes a neder that she's not going to put on makeup but put on rouge, dorim shebeinu levenu havim, they're considered things between him and her, right? Rabbi Yossi. This is the same Rabbi Yossi who said earlier the whole question about whether it's Beinu Levena or if it's about Inui Nefesh. The Kasani did make for Mishon, Dvarim Shebeinu Levena. So the Braisa teaches that he can make this Hafara when it comes to a situation that is a neder between him and her, right? So this Braisa is clearly saying that when she does something that's between him and her, he's able to do Hafara. So how does that fit with what Rabbi Yossi says? So the Gemara goes further. Amamar, v'shlo amash mitasi yafer mishum dvarim shebeinu levenu. Same with the situation about saying I'm not going to have relations with you. He should do hafara simply because it shouldn't be a case of she says words that are unfulfilled. Because, you know, technically, halachically, she can't not have relations with her husband. So hechi dami. So what is the case we're talking about here? Maybe it's a little bit different. Ilema da'amar hanas tashmishai elai. If the way she says it is that having the pleasure of having relations with me is prohibited to you, right? He's basically saying that she's imposing on the husband that he can't have pleasure of having hana, having relations with her. Lama liyafara. Why do you have to do hafara in that case? Hai mishu bedisla. She's obligated to have relations with him, and therefore, you know, she can't restrict him from having benefit or pleasure from having that. But if she says about herself, I should not have any pleasure of having relations with you, right? Because in theory, she's making a neder that only is implying to herself, right? So that in that case, then it's not an automatic null and void, but it should, you know, it should still be because she's still obligated to have relations with him. So how does that really work? That follows the view of Rav Kahana. Hanas tashmishai alecha. If she says my hana from having tashmish with me is forbidden, kofa mishamto. He can tell her. He can make her ignore the veil and have relations with her. However, if she says hanas tashmishcha alai, if she says that you can, I will not have the benefit of having relations with, benefit or pleasure from having the relations with you, right? That's putting a benedar on herself. Yafir. He should do hafara. Why? That the husband has the right here to have relations with the wife, and therefore, if he lets this neder be out there, he's basically putting her in a position where it's impossible for her to be mekayim that neder. So just like you wouldn't, give an apple to someone who made a neder not to have an apple or force them to have the apple, here where she's obligated to have relations with the husband, she shouldn't be able to have that neder stand, and therefore he should do hafara. So Ma'antana Hadatanya, who taught this baraisa? Devarim mutarim v'acherim nahagu behen isur, the things that are allowed, generally allowed, but that some people make usur on themselves, iatai rashai linhog behen heter kidei levatlan. You can't treat them as allowed in their presence in order to make it bad. So like an example of this might be if someone has a particular minhag to do something, right? So let's say, whatever it might be, something that's generally allowed, and someone has a minhag that they're not going to do it. You shouldn't go out of your way to act, contrary to them to make it look less significant, right? Mishum shenemar lo yachal dvaro. Because once they took it upon themselves that they're not going to do this thing, if someone made a neder that they're going to keep their talus on their head all day long, you shouldn't say, why are you doing that? Why are you, bothering them with that? Whatever it might be. Because they made a neder about it. Because it says, lo yechal dvaro. You shouldn't desecrate the fact that they made a neder. Davar acher, lo yechal dvaro, like we learned earlier. Mikan l'tamid chacham she'in mefer nidre asma. He can't do hafara on his own nedarim. And Mani, who says all this? Rabbi Gamliel. This is the view of Rabbi Gamliel overall. So continuing on, so by mine Rava mi Rav Nachman. Rava asked Rav Nachman, Tasher Shamita l'Rabbanan, someone who makes a vow to abstain from marital relations, according to the Rabbanan, inoy nefeshu, is it considered a neder of inoy nefesh? O dvaram shebeinu levena. So which category does that fit into? And technically, it could fit into either one. Amalei, Rav Nachman said to him, Tanisua, we learned it in a Mishnah. Which we're going to learn in a few weeks, because it says unetula animi nehudim, that if the wife were to say I am separated from the Jewish people, meaning she's making a neder that she's not going to have physical relations with any Jewish person. So obviously that impacts her husband, right? But in theory, if she ever gets divorced, it would affect her ability. She couldn't remarry any other person, right? So the husband yafer chelko, he should revoke his share of the neder, meaning he should be made for the fact that she's not able to have relations with her. Umishanto, and he can have relations with him. Utenetula min Yehudim, and therefore from that point on, she's forbidden to have relations with other people. So if he dies or they get divorced, she's then not allowed to marry anybody else. Vi amart neder inu nefesh hava, and if you'll say that this is considered inu nefesh, amaite netula min Yehudim, why should she be separated from anybody else, right? So, because that would be a neder that's between her and other people, right? Shema mina, dvarim shebeinu levenu havin, that we learn from this, ultimately, that this is considered a neder in terms of the relationship between him and her, and that would be why it could be, that part of it can be revoked, but the Gemara doesn't like this. Rabbanan tibayile, according to the Rabbanan, you can still ask. Mishum din etula ani mi Yehudim rabbi yosi katanile, that because she says I am separated from all Jewish people, that was Topa Rabbi Yossi. However, the Amar Rabbi Huna says Kula Pirkin Rabbi Yossi, that everything that we're learning in this Mishnah is all about Rabbi Yossi. So even though we're trying to figure out who we're really talking about, the position is that all the positions back from the Mishnah are really Rabbi Yossi. And going back to what we said at the beginning, Mimai, how do we know this? Came into Kasani, because the way the Mishnah is written is Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says, Ein Elo Nidre Inui Nefesh. These Nidarim, and there's a list, are not Nidarim of Inui Nefesh. And Lama Litula Mista Hareza Yefer, Divrei Rabbi Yossi. And therefore, That section of the Mishnah ends, he may revoke these nedarim because they're not inui nefesh, because they're beina levena. And it says, these are the words of Rabbi Yossi. So the fact that it starts with Rabbi Yossi and ends in Rabbi Yossi, it must be the whole thing is Rabbi Yossi. Shema mina mikan ve'elech Rabbi Yossi. So learn from here that everything else in the Mishnah really is reflecting the words of Rabbi Yossi. So overall what we said is the view of Rabbi Yossi. So we'll pause here and we'll pick up again next week. Everyone should have a wonderful day.